This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Sternlich on the first yahrzeit of their mother, Leila Nishmas Aisha Riba Basra Bachonon. Test sign air, 12th of May, Rabbi Shai Schlesinger, Pasha theme, and Chinuch.
We are now on the day of Sphira, and as you say, that every day counts. can't leave out any day. If we leave out a day, we can still continue. Every day is a continuation, and we have to continue to steig. Every day at least apples. Every Moidani has to bring something new. Maybe new. Every day is new. We do new mitzvahs, and we learn Torah, and we make chesed. But maybe epis additional. We make the same chesed with more heart, with more warmth. So every day is a chashivas. And part of the chashivas is not only that we are mekayim Torah mitzvahs ourselves, but we have a responsibility to the next generation. We start off pick off as Moshe Kibbutz Torah with Sinai, Musoro le Yeshua, Yeshua le Zkenim, Zkenim le Nevin, Nevin le Anche Knesses Habdoilo, Heim Omru Shloisho Dvorim. The first thing they said is, Have a Misunim Badin. Be careful how you deal with halachas. Be careful how you deal with people. Be careful how you deal with the Din Torah. Have a Misunim Badin. So from Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, the first memory is having a sunim badin. Why? The Tatsan Gesund Dr. Zoy. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina, Mesorol Yeshua, Yeshua Les Kenus, Kenel in Nevin, Nevin Ashil Zadola, and who continues? Every Yid continues this glorious, beautiful Mesoiris. Every person has got a responsibility to forward at least what he received as being part of the Mesoiris for Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messinai. Have a Mesunim Badin, be careful what you do. You are part of the Mesoiris. You have to continue, we have to continue. Every individual Yid has got the Achrayas to continue this Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messinai. I didn't stop by Anche Knesset HaGdoilo. It continues. Every one of us is part of the Mesoiris. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina, Messor Yeshua, Yeshua Leskeinim, and we continue. Memele, we have to be careful what we do. The Moshe Feinshazok was saying, Ahab Rabo, Lilmoid Ulelamid Lishmoir Velaasois. Lilmoid Ulelamid is every person a teacher? Is every person someone who forwards? Dr. Yo, every Yid, whatever he does, whenever he does, whatever he would do, he's got an achrayas to be a lelamed, to forward the Mesoiris. The Mesoiris of Moshe Rabbeinu, which he received from the Rebbeinu Shlomo Bahar Sinai, has not stopped and will continue to be so. Ledoir v'doir, every doir, every person becomes part of the gewaltige Mesoiris of Klal Yisrael. So Memele, we have a responsibility to give to the next generation what we received. I always say maybe we have got a special and greater responsibility from any other generation. Because we are children of a generation who passed the Holocaust. And for 5 years, the world was in turmoil. And there were those individuals who were moisten nefesh themselves to keep the Torah, to hold on to the Sefer Torah with mesiras nefesh, with sacrifices, in hardship. Why did they do it? They didn't know what's going to be the end of the war. But they wanted to make sure, in Mirza Shema, the war will be over. They should be able to forward the Torah which they had before the war to us. after the war. And this is what he did. The Mesiras Nefesh, every Yid who was Zoiche to remain mit Yiddishkeit und mit Ehrlichkeit, forwarded to us, part of them Gdoyle Yisrael, many of them Teire Yidden, who rebuilt the Klal Yisrael and reconnected us to the world that was. Reconnected us to the world, to the previous world, to the world before the Melchome. Just imagine if we would still be in the same places where we were. I imagine it would be a different world. The Polish Jews would still be in Warsaw, the Lithuanian Jews would still be in Vilna, wherever it is. Unfortunately, Hashem wanted differently. And they forwarded to us. So we have got a responsibility because there were people and tzaddikim who must nefesh themselves to bring us into the Mesoiras. It's not we received it naturally as we give it to our children. We received it with sweat and tears and Mesiras Nefesh. Moshe kibul Torah Mesinai, and we continue this Mesoiras. Steht im Posseh, Vayimei Hashem el Moshe. Emer el Akoyanim Bnei Aharon, tell the Kahanim. Ve'omarto Aleihem, and tell them. Farid Rashi Dikashe, Emor Vomato, double Loshen, Emor Vomato again. So Rashi Lahazir Gdoilim Alaktanim. Emor Elakoyanim refers to the Gdoilim, not Kahanim Gdoilim, but Kahanim who are Gdoilim. Vomato Aleihem refers to Lahazir Gdoilim Alaktanim, that the Gdoilim should be mechanech, the young generation. But the question is, everyone asks a question. Emor v'omarto, speak to the same person. Emor l'akoyanim v'omarto aleihem. So both Emor and v'omarto, l'choyre, refers to kohanim who are gdoilim. So where did the children come into it? Where do we see in the posture that has a gdoilim alaktanim? You tell a person once and twice. So the second time refers to his children. You speak to a person once, twice, three times, as many times you speak to a person, you speak to the same person. So both Amires, Vayim Hashem or Moshe, refers to Kahanim who are Gdoilim. Zog die Welt. One of the ways to make sure that the Ktanim will follow the Gdoilim, that our young generation will follow in our footsteps, is we should be strong. We should know and recognize and appreciate the importance of Torah and Mitzvahs. And the more we will appreciate, we have a better chance that the children will follow. If we take it like washy-washy, if we take it seriously, and the children see on the parents that by them Torah and Mitzvahs is the Iker, then it will help a lot. They should follow. And if they don't follow, they will come back. Emoir v'omarto, tell the Kahanim again and again and again. And if they will see the Dvar Hashem, automatically it will be Lahazir Gdoilim Alaktanim. Wieder sie dem Teichen Lahazir, they will bring light from the Gdoilim, Zohar, nu, Kunchulak Boima, Lichtigkeit, Lahazir Gdoilim Alaktanim. The way to be mashpia on the young generation is tell, we should chazer ourselves again and again and again. We come into a Shabbos and we make a kiddush mit Abangkeit, mit Ashur Malech, we ourselves. And the children, grandchildren, will look and see, oh, they will feel the light of what we do and we feel. And Moshe Feinstein sagt, steht Bahaluscho es Haneirois. What is Bahaluscho es Haneirois? Bahadlokoscho. Put it on. So the Moshe Bahaluscho, the Drashi Tzvip Shotin. Eibshat Bahaluscho, Sadin in the Gemore, Shetzehi Shalevis Oile Me'ileho. You don't just put on the menorah. You have to wait till the flame is strong enough, and it will continue to burn. The second shot Baal Yisrael is there were a few steps when the kohen went up the steps in order to put on the menorah. So the Moshe, those two pshat go together. If you want your children, if you want the candle which you light should be shaleves oilem me'ileho, should be a good and strong light, make sure that you go up a few steps. If we go up a few steps and in this way try to be mechanech our children, got a much better chance that should be shaleves oile me'ileho. These candles, this light which we put on, will continue and continue by itself, because it's got a strong base, and the children see and feel the importance of Torah. You can't sit with a newspaper and tell your child, take out our Mishnayos. It doesn't work. You sit down with a big newspaper or with this WhatsApp, and tell the boy, please take out the Gemara, Chana, what you learned today. The children are much more cleverer than we think. They know exactly what is an Iker and what is a Tofel. What does the father or the Zayde do when he prepares the Gemara? Is he on me or is he on different things? They can feel the Emor ve'omarto. The continuation of Klal Yisrael is based on Kibbut Av Vo'em. There's no alternative. Avada, the school can help, the Rebbe can help. But the base is Ashi Yitzave Es Bonov Es Beisoy Achrov. Parents to children, parents to grandparents, to Eniklach. What is it in Posuk? Ashi Yitzave Es Bonov Es Beisoy Achrov. You gotta forward it. The Briskirov fragt zwei Kashes in Pashas Kedushim. The beginning of Pashas Kedushim, Ish Imoy V'Oviv Tiro V'Shapsoy Seh Tishmoyru. So Rashi, Ish Imoy V'Oviv Tiro, only a son has got to respect his parents. What about a daughter? Ish V'Lo Isho? So Rashi, Nei, Loshon Rabin, Isho as well. So why does it say Ish? So Rashi, because Ish sipik biyodo ilasois. A son can do whatever he wants for his parents. He's got all the time in the world. A isha is busy. She is devoted and dedicated to her husband. And she hasn't got always the opportunity to do whatever she needs to her parents. Tvashit ish. Zit of Rashi. Fred the Briskerov. Rashi later explains, what is the difference between kibud av and moira av? Kibud av is give him to eat, arrange him, take him out, dress him. These are all kibud. What is yire? Don't sit on his place, don't contradict him. Frechte, when it comes to moiro, there's no difference between a son and a daughter. A wife of a husband doesn't have to sit on the father's place. Or a wife of a husband doesn't have to contradict the father. When it comes to tiro, they are both the same. When it comes to preparing the food and going to give them to eat and take him out and bring him in, avada, you can say, she's a housewife, she's busy. But not when it comes to tiro. So why, when it comes, ish imoy v'oviv tiro, bring Rashi the chazal, that a woman cannot do always what we can do. Secondly, ves shavsoy se tishmoyro, brings Rashi another drosha. Keep Shabbos. If your father tells you, do not keep Shabbos. Prepare food for me. Don't listen to him. So what is this? Covered again. Kibbut again. So how does it come into Ish Imoiv Oviv Turo? So the Briskirov Muchach Mikan. We have to say that the main tachlis which the Torah wants is Ish Imoiv Oviv Turo. The Torah wants the children to respect their father with moiro. And the kibbut is only to strengthen the moiro. And the tachlis is the goal and the aim is tiro. You should be afraid of your parents. Whatever your parents say should be your part of your life and part of your duty. And in order you should be so afraid of your parents and to accept whatever they say. So the Torah added kibud, but it's part of Moira. And if you look in Rabbi Yoine Peretz, this week's Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Yud Beis, where steht, Moira Rabbah Kemoira Shemayim, so Rabbi Yoine, HaKovet Bechlal Yireh, Ve'en HaYireh Bechlal HaKovet. Now, today, if we do find children respecting the parents, he's so nice, we have to respect him. That's not the tachlis. Tachlis is, whatever my father tells me, I have to do. Whatever he teach me, whatever he educated me, whatever we remember, it's all because I have to follow what he said. The Heiliges Vasem sagt, the Zohar HaKadosh sagt, Ish imoi ba'ov tero refers to the Ribbono shel Olam. We are children of Hashem. Sagt er so. What is Moira Av? Lo yeshev al mekoymoy. Don't sit on his place. Zog des Vasemel. What does it mean, lo yeshev al mekoymoy? The Ribbono shel Olam is mekoymoy shel Olam. Meloy chol ha'oretz kevoydoy. Whatever happens in the world, the Ribbono shel Olam does. Don't step into his place. Let him master the world. Don't try to help him. Don't try to contradict him. Al yeshev bin koimoy. The Ribbono shel Olam does everything. There's no space in the world where we can put in our gewaltige seichel, our gewaltige imagination, our gewaltige... There's no place for it. The Ribbono shel Olam is mekoimoy shel Olam, al yeshev bin koimoy. So it came to my mind, maybe what the halacha is to a father and mother, the yeshev al mekoimoy, is not only he should sit in the Mizrach to give him a choshev a place. Al yeshev b'mkoymoy. Don't be the driver. He is the driver. Don't try to step in. Al yeshev b'mkoymoy. Ribbono shel Olam feared, and Klal Yisrael has to go from door to door, Mesoiris to Mesoiris. Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful Mesoiris, and Halavai, our children, should respect it. The Sadhu once said asoi, the young generation, they're sicher cleverer than us, no question about it. Mehr Talmid Rachomen than we are, Avade, was a Scheile. Mehr Yerushalayim, mehr Dikta Kabitz, alles. So the Baruch Hashem, they don't respect age. If they would have said they're older than us. They don't respect it, so they don't bother. The Yisod from Klal Yisroel is Mesoires Medoir Doir. And that is why it is so important that the children should see in the house what is Iker and what is Tofu. I always say a story that my Tata sein gesund, if you speak to him or to one of his siblings and ask him, tell us a story of the young years, they always come back with one story. My Zayde, Zuchoyne Lebroche, he was quite well off in Vienna before the war, and he had a beautiful face, set of service, plates, glasses, and the set that he got. Very expensive, very special. And one of the children broke all of them. Schlepped the tablecloth, alles gegangen. And naturally, my grandmother started to shout. Man sieht ihn geschrien. Mama, was schreist du? Es war doch kein Avere nicht. Why are you shouting? It wasn't an Avere. This is Iker and Tofel. When you come into a Yiddish house, what is the main thing? The beautiful furniture or the Zeichel Lechum? All the closets or the Sforim Shafir? What time of the day is the most important? When you speak to your child and ask him what he made in Cheder?
Yeah.
Or is it other stupid things? Iker and Tofu. Emor v'omarto. What we make a chashivas becomes a chashivas. and the children are shrewd and clever. They will know exactly what the father wants to hear from him. Is it the Chazor of the Gemara? Is it the Faher? Is it speaking with the Rebbe? They know exactly. Emoir v'omarto. Avada will live in a world, a very hard world. The outside society is very powerful. I always say, as stupid as they are, they're still powerful. What can we do? We can only do what we can do. Avada be mispalel. But the chashivas of Torah u'mitzvahs. My Zayde, the Choynel Vrocher, Moshe Bloim, my father's father, Yibod L'chaim, he once came to London, he came many times to London for Agudas Yisrael of Eretz Yisrael, and he was a guest of a very well-off family, and he spoke with the Balabas. There was a beautiful crystal bowl on the table, and the child came and started to play with the crystal bowl. And the Tata shied, oh, yes, what's happened? So I said, no, it's not a crystal. I have to be mechanach, I have to educate. I've got a responsibility to be mechanach. No, so I'm mechanach. Friday night, the same child touched the candlesticks. So the Tata, oh, yankele, zimukze. Wait, man, see, where's the chinuch? Why are you so calm and so quiet? So, listen, I can't be mechanach all the day. Doctor, you are right. No. I am mechanach on a candlestick on Shabbos, so I can't be mechanach on a crystal ball. If you want to be mechanach on a crystal ball, you won't be able to be mechanach on a candle Shabbos. There's only one iker. Use of the Rambam, asit rosh chokva, ki rak zeh ho iker. All other things are only a result. Im yizdamen, yizdamen. If you have it, you have it. Im lo yizdamen, lo yizdamen. Velo yafsid bi yivotzoi. The only thing which must be was Torah and mitzvahs. Halichos oilom loy. Al tikru halichos eile halochos. Zidot tonne de belio. The way which the world goes. Very interesting. How can it change a word from halichos to halochos? From the way the world goes till the Svarim Shafa, till the Mishnah Berurah. The Teretz is, it is. We have to make sure. What is our halichos oilom? Halochos oilom. The children have to feel. What dictates our household? What is the final decision in our household? What is the halichos of our household? Halochos, Torah and mitzvahs. This is Ro Maise Venisker Halocho. Pinchos saw a story, everyone spoke about it in Avada, all the papers. Ro Maise Venisker Halocho. The halacha has to be the koyach. Emor ve'omarto. Someone told me a story, I wasn't there myself, that my father was young, the other people do it for him. He used to salt the chickens for Shteitzach. It used to be, well, the roasters used to be boilers at that time. So anyway, so he salted the chickens in the sukkah. And my mother, the son, comes in and tells him, you know, you salted the chickens in the sukkah, but he left the window open, the cat can come in. So it can't be. In halacha state, he got a salt, ad she'eino yochol le'ochloi, till he can't eat it. So it can't be. Al tikra lichois, eile halochois. The halacha is kriveya. They say a beautiful story, is when a shlaim yid, in those days, used to go in the morning, in besmeder, sitzen, lernen, and he learned the ganzen talk, and he used to take a flask of coffee. And one day the Rebbe sees that by mistake, instead of taking a flask of coffee, he took a bottle of different things, I don't know what it was, something which is not drinkable at all. And she knew her husband, he wouldn't even realize, mitten lernen, they put on the cross, he drinks, he won't know what it is. She ran to his mother and told him, did you drink it? So I said, I drank it. So but it wasn't coffee, it was... I made a bracha lebatol, and I put it in shaloylom. Al tikro halichos, eile halochos. It is the main tachlis in the Heilige Torah. And this starts the morning, whatever we do, It's where the mind is, where the children feel. This is the tachlis. So Drashi, Ashitzave es bonov, refers to the children, to Yitzchok, ves beise achov, the grandchildren. Why does he call Bonov Bonov and Beiso the grandchildren? Then the big difference of parents and the Zayde, this used to be a big difference. Parents say what you got to do, what you shouldn't do. They say. A Zayde can't say. What can he do? But he can make a bais. He can make a ruach. Ashitzav is Bonov, no problem. Ves Beiso achov. When it comes to the grandchildren, come to the Zayde, he makes a nice ruach, he gives you a warm welcome, and he knows about the Zayde, says always, Shabbos is Shabbos. You know, there was a guest once in England, my grandchildren, went back, said they want to go back to England, because there they always go, you always go Shabbos Dik and Yom Tov Dik. Begitza Zayde is Alamol Yom Tov Dik and Shabbos Dik. Ashitzav is Bonav and Beis Achav. Unfortunately today, I'm afraid our children, we can also only make the ruach and not just say it doesn't work. We don't know what way it works, what way it doesn't work. It's complicated, it's hard. But what we can do, the input we put, the ruach from the shtub, the children should feel by my father, mother, what he cites is the Heilige Torah, what he cites is the Shulchan Aruch. It will help. It might help. We don't know. It's hard. The world is hard. It's a society which we have to fight with. How we fight it, though the Ebershul's given seichel what to do. But it's a zicher. If we don't show iker, iker, toffel, toffel, it'll be much harder. As she tzaves beisoy abonov, so the teure emoyre v'omarto, Lahazir Gdoilim Alaktanim. The way we can forward to the next generation, which is our duty. There's no other way the young generation will have it if not from us. Avada the Moishe's Yeshiva, they are good. But what goes in the heart, what becomes part of the nature of the children, is the Chinuch from the Tate, Mame, Zedes, Elter Zedes we hear today, so Nala Dein Gesunden Stark, so the Ewigste helfen. We should be strong, and our strength should follow to our children, and Be'ezer Hashem will become part of Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesina Mesorah Yeshua Ad Bias Goyel Tzedek. And the Bine B'Sapir, as we spoke before so beautifully, Bias Goyel Tzedek, Bim Heiro, V'Yemeinu, Omein, Shabbos.